When you think of the American West, you don't often think of Europe. But William F. Cody, or Buffalo Bill, did. When he first created his popular traveling show, the Buffalo Bill's Wild West Exhibition, Europe was the ultimate goal. The popular frontier, Buffalo Bill's Wild West Transnational Mass Culture, explores the tour's impact on European culture, and in turn, how Americans understand the impact. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska asked Frank Christensen, the editor of the collection of essays, why focus on Europe when we're talking about the American West?
We think of Buffalo Bill's Wild West as this iconically American product, and yet its own history is so integrally tied with Europe. From early on, when the show was first formed, they had a goal to get to Europe. And even though it took them some 4 years before they were able to actually travel there, their European experience became kind of central to their marketing, how they promoted themselves both in Europe and back in the United States. It really is an important part of the larger story of American identity in the late 19th century.
What was the Wild West exhibition in Europe? How would you describe it?
From early on, they had a kind of basic set list of entertainments, and all of them revolved around this idea of an authentic frontier experience. So whether it was displays of horsemanship and marksmanship and kind of frontier skills, to the staging of historic battles such as Little Bighorn, to kind of just the ethnographic and biological images from the Native American village to actual herd of buffalo.
And how did they go about recreating a historical battle or something like that as they were moving to different places? How would they do that?
Well, the show had a massive logistics operation. They literally built a showground, a huge multi-acre arena, to hundreds of tons of earth that they carried in to literally recreate a Western landscape, complete with mountains and plants, and so they were able to, you know, present this very convincing image of what the frontier would have looked like.
In 1890, as I understand, it was kind of declared that the American frontier had ended, that there was no more to explore. How did the Buffalo West show further the frontier?
The frontier is an idea, right, that has inspired American identity for some 400 years, even before there was a U.S. And when the U.S. Census declared the end of the frontier, really what they were saying is that this is the end of a certain definition of what it means to be American. And that, in turn, inspired a certain nostalgia for what had been, or at least what people thought had been. And Buffalo Bill's Wild West kind of stepped into that void and offered an image of this kind of collective past for people that they could draw on and treasure and, in some sense, preserve. Understanding Buffalo Bill's life and enterprises is as much about the story of popularization, of translating an experience into something that could be mass consumed. And so, again, it's not about the literal frontier, it's about the popular, the mythic frontier.
And going off of that, did the transatlantic tours influence how we perceive the West today?
The tours didn't necessarily create the image, but they packaged it in a way that was uniquely consumable. And then they succeeded in carrying that image, not just to the far corners of the U.S., but all over Europe as well. And so at that point, what they did was kind of globalize the West.
And so this book covers a period of kind of when American nationalism begins. How does the Wild West provide a perspective on the 19th century American nationalism?
American nationalism after the Civil War is on the rise. There is a greater need for a sense of unity, a sense of what brings Americans together, what they share, and that frontier myth is kind of a central possibility. The kind of broader story of westward expansion, of manifest destiny, all of these things become part of the swirl, the raw material that Buffalo Bill's Wild West draws upon.
So from my understanding, the main themes of these essays within the book are exploring how the Wild West influenced European and American relationships and just also a shift of transatlantic culture of the 19th century. How do the essays touch upon these themes?
Individual scholars take on themes such as the relationship between Buffalo Bill's Wild West and the early peace movement. They also look at key figures and how they were received, such as Annie Oakley. And then they also look at how individual countries, individual regions, identified with, related to, even appropriated some of the iconography of the Wild West to serve their own political or cultural purposes. And so collectively, they're telling a story of Americanization, but that story is really too simple. There's another side to it in that European audiences have their own interests. Depending on where you are in Europe, you are seeing through different eyes and you are understanding the show in very different ways.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Frank Christensen, the editor of the collection of essays, The Popular Frontier, Buffalo Bill's Wild West Transnational Mass Culture, just released earlier this week.